طيب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. إن شاء الله we continue. So also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, draws near to his slaves on the night of Arafah. And on every night when one third of the night remains, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed that our Rabb Allah descends every night to the lowest heaven, nearer to the earth, when the last third of the night remains, and says, "Who is that who will call me so that I may answer him? Who is that who will ask me for something so that I may grant him his request? Who is that who seeks my forgiveness so that I may forgive him?" And this is an agreed upon hadith in Sahih Bukhari. We can find it in volume 2, in hadith number 246. The special nearness of Allah is an active voluntary attribute, which is called sifatun ikhtiyariya, active voluntary attribute, always established with Allah and always related to his will and power. If the believer establishes piety, Allah draws near to him, and if he perseveres and keeps his duty to Allah, then Allah draws near to him as he wills and in the most majestic manner that suits his greatness and majesty. The special nearness of Allah Most High entails companionship, love, support, help, protection, assistance, revelations, response to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls him without any mediator or intercessor. Allah's general and special nearness do not contradict the fact that he ascended his arsh, his throne, above the seven heavens. Allah is high in his nearness. Allah is high in his nearness and near in his loftiness. There is nothing like unto him. In his nearness he does not unite with his creatures, nor he becomes part of them. The 66th name is Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib. Al-Mujib, the one who responds in general and specific ways. Invocations come from the righteous and the wrongdoer as well. Allah responds in accordance with the status of the supplicant and as he sees fit by his wisdom. His general response is evidence for his generosity, whereby it encompasses both the wrongdoer and the righteous. Allah's special response is granted under many circumstances and to certain people, including the distressed person who recognizes the helplessness of the creatures and resorts humbly and with humility to Allah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The ill person, the oppressed, treated or used wrongfully, unjustly, injuriously or tyrannically, the fasting believer, the invocation of the Father for his children after the salah, after the prescribed prayer, between the call for adhan and the iqama and the establishment of the prayer, the call after which the prayer is immediately to be offered. The traveler at the time of rainfall, etc. The 68th name, Al-Majid. Al-Majid. In chapter 11, verse 73. Al-Majid, the one who is most great in glory, honor, nobility, magnificence and generosity. Himself is noble. His deeds are beautiful and glorifying. And he gives bountifully. The one who is praised and magnified in himself, attributes and actions. In every attribute he is great. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi. In every attribute he is great. He is all-knowing, who is perfectly great in his knowledge. The most merciful, whose mercy encompasses everything. The most forbearing, who is most perfect in his forbearance, and so in all of his attributes. Ash-Shakir and Ash-Shakur, 69 and 70. Ash-Shakir and Ash-Shakur. Ash-Shakir and Ash-Shakur. The one who is all recognizer and all appreciative of good. The one who forgives much or largely. Most ready to appreciate, accept and give large reward for small or few works performed by those who are obedient to him. It is he who enabled them in the first place to follow the path of righteousness. He gives out of his bounties, and he needs us not. All the praise, therefore, is due to him. He is the one who recognizes those who give thanks and remembers those who praise him, and multiplies the reward for those who do righteous deeds seeking only his face. The pillars of shukr, giving thanks and being grateful to Allah, are the following. As Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah stated, they are, number one, submission of the believer to Allah. Allah the Shakir and Ash-Shakur. Second, love of Allah. Thirdly, acknowledging his favors. Fourthly, praising him for his favors. Fifthly, refraining from utilizing the favors in ways that displease Allah the Most Great. The greatest thanks that a believer must acknowledge is that Allah's favor of guidance, guiding him to the belief in his oneness and uniqueness, free from any kind of worship to other than him. This is the greatest thank a believer must acknowledge. Al-Wakil. The name Al-Wakil, 71st one now. Al-Wakil is mentioned 14 times in the Quran. Take for example 173. While the other name, Al-Kafil, the 72nd one, is mentioned once. Both names have very close meaning. Allah is Al-Wakil, the one who manages the affairs of his creation by his knowledge, ability and wisdom. Allah is Al-Kafil, the one who witnesses, protects, sponsors, takes care of, and guarantees. He created and undertook the maintenance of his creation in the most wise and just ways. This is Allah al-Wakil and Allah al-Kafil. 73rd one. I repeat that. Tayyib. Al-Wakil, We said it's mentioned 14 times in the Quran. Al-Kafil, which is mentioned once in Surah 16, verse 9. Both names have very close meanings. Allah is Al-Wakil. The one who manages the affairs of his creation by his knowledge, ability and wisdom. He is Al-Kafil. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The one who witnesses, protects, sponsors, takes care of and guarantees. He created and undertook the maintenance of his creation in the most wise and just ways. This is Allah Al-Kafil. Now, the 73rd one. Al-Nasir. Al-Nasir, the one who, as in Surah An-Nisa 4:45, the one who is entrusted in either the one who is entrusted in neither humiliating his friends, meaning prophets, messengers and their followers from the believers, nor in ruining them. The one who aids them against their enemies. Al-Hafi. Al-Hafi. Surah 19, verse 47. The one who is most gracious and knowledgeable. Inshallah we can resume later. So we have just covered now 74 names, alhamdulillah, and we will resume inshallah later the explanation of the rest of the names.